Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring him in now. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider, joining us. Seth, how you doing, buddy?
Good to talk to you, man. How are you, bud?
I am good. So Joe Madden.
High school parties, huh? That brings back memories.
You know, it's high school parties and Halloween parties. And, you know, every time I get somebody that comes to town, there's always a couple of places I take them. One of them's down to Calderon Club. The other one's over to Stenny. So when
there you
get
go.
Here, let me know.
I'll be there.
Perfect. Hey, first and foremost, Joe Madden, the new manager of the Angels. Do you think he has magic to make the Angels relevant again?
Well, I think he has an opportunity to. You know, he's got two great players in Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. There's a lot of pieces that need to be put together, and it's not going to happen overnight. But I think he's a great hire. He has longstanding time with the organization. And I think this was also something having to do with Tyler Skaggs, because there's an investigation going on that the many people in the organization knew,
right,
and they overlooked it, and they didn't say anything, and it's a whole deep dive, and I am thankful I am not part of that committee. But what I'm saying is, because of the turmoil surrounding that, they needed something to be feel good, and I don't know that they're spending a huge ton of money in free agency. This is the next best thing. So as much as a manager can impact, I think Joe Madden can. He is a forward-thinking manager, meaning he comes from the old school, but he's also a new school guy. Remember, Joe Madden was the guy who created the opener. You know,
right.
Not single-handedly, but he is a forward-thinking manager. So he checks a lot of boxes for the Angels, and I hope it works. I like Joe Madden a lot personally, and I wish him well.
Let's go back to the Tyler Skaggs investigation. For those that don't know, there was, you know, when he had passed, they're looking into this because there was different drugs in his system, correct?
Yes, but opioids were a big part of it. And there was talk that whether it was the supplier, and this has not been confirmed, so I don't want to make this sound like anything other than speculation, but there has been talk of who supplied it, and their affiliation with the organization, and then there's who knew about it and didn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that stretches. And one guy that's been under investigation, and this has been reported, so I'm not telling you something out of school, but Tim Mead, the former PR director of the Angels, who has now left the Angels and is now the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
If he is connected to this, that could impact two organizations.
The overdose occurred, you know, when they were on the road, and it was a combination of alcohol, fentanyl, which is extremely, extremely dangerous, and then
fentanyl
oxycodone.
Is what killed Prince.
Yeah, and oxycodone. That was the other thing. Then he apparently got sick and got sick, threw up, and choked on it.
Yeah, and it was ruled an overdose, and there's no secret about that. That's not what the investigation is. It's coming from who was his supplier, where did he get the drugs from, which is very hard to prove, especially with people with money. You know, I've covered the Prince situation, so that's how I know that. But the other issue with it is who knew, and supposedly it went deep. And again, I don't like to speculate because nothing has been proven yet. But I was at Yankee Stadium yesterday, and I heard a lot of people talking about this, and I'm telling you, it runs very, very high. So that organization is in a bit of turmoil. That's why you make this public move that is very, very popular with the fan base.
Want to get into the postseason. The Nationals punched their ticket. They are off to the World Series. And the one thing I was sitting here telling Joe in the last segment is, you just look at Strasburg has been so good in the postseason. You just look at starting pitching from where they were to where they ended up. And starting pitching for the teams that are left has been dominant. Now, obviously, you've got, Greinke going to the Hill tomorrow night. It's today's game, and the Bronx has been rained out. But Greinke going. They've got unbelievable pitching in Houston. So let's just say, for blanks and giggles, Houston gets there. Who has the edge when it comes to starting pitching? Because both teams throw garbage up.
You're absolutely right. I think Houston has a better team. I don't necessarily know that they have the edge in pitching rotations, but they have a better team. But think about it from this standpoint. Even with the rotation that the Astros have, the front three starters, and think of it from a Brewer perspective, they still have a bullpen day planned. There was supposed to be game four. Now Granke's going to start game five, and Verlander could start game Now it's going to be Greinke will start game four. Verlander on regular rest could start game five, and unless they want to bring Gerrit Cole back on short rest, Gerrit Cole is waiting for seven. Now, I don't think there'll be a game seven, but still, that's a bullpen game. So from a Brewer perspective, when you say, wait a second, we want a staff like what Washington has, or we want a staff like what Houston has, that is a luxury, not a right. And what has happened as a result, people have said to me, well, is this going to be a trendsetter? You know, when a World Series is won this way, are more teams going to try to get big-time starting pitching? And I'd say, sure, they'd love to have it, but they don't, and they know it. And so whenever you go to the quote-unquote creative way of running a pitching staff, it's out of necessity. I mean, look at what the Yankees are doing. The Yankees won 103 games. Are they a considerably better team than the Brewers? They have a better offense.
Mm-hmm.
But let's acknowledge something. Their pitching is as much a disarray
right.
as Milwaukee's pitching was in August and September.
Correct.
So, yes, you have an Aaron Judge. That's something the Brewers don't have. And they were getting contributions from their third baseman call-up, you know, this Gio Urshela, out of nowhere. And I talked to Brian Cashman yesterday, and he knows. He is lucky with some of the guys. Luke Voit, they pulled these guys out of the scrap heap, and they didn't know. And that's 103 wins versus what the Brewers finished with. And I think it's important to acknowledge those things because you're not that far away.
They were getting contributions like the Brewers got with Spangenberg and company. You know, I mean, I completely agree with you. Yeah. But ultimately, the one thing that I was watching MLB Network yesterday, and they were talking about, you know, all the different variations of starters and openers and such. But when you look at the last few years, it's basically come down to who has the better pitching staff, because good pitching has beaten good hitting. I wish I would have been the guy that originally coined that phrase. I'd be rich. But, I mean, that's what it comes down to. So when we start to look in the mirror as a Brewers organization and you say, you know what, you've got a lot of good bats and you've got the ability to score runs, but you get that one or two more steady hands when it comes to starting pitching, it really does make a world of difference, especially when you get to the postseason.
It does, but you know, if you look at the Yankees, you know, their best pitcher is Masahiro Tanaka. He only could go six innings, and that was the most they were going to get out of him. And if he pitches Game Five now because of the rainout, he can't pitch. He can pitch Game Four tomorrow night. It was supposed to be Game Five, and Tanaka is in an interesting stint because he's never come out of relief. And the only way you could ever use him again in the series, you'd have to use him on Sunday in relief on 2 days rest. I don't have any confidence in that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
The key for the whole thing is they're going to play four games in 4 days. And the Astros only have to win two of them, and the Yankees have to win three. To win three out of four against the Houston Astros in four straight days, knowing that Verlander and Cole could pitch at least one more game, that's really hard.
So who has the edge right now? I mean, Washington sits there and wait. First of all, how long? I mean, if they have to wait for this series to go the full length, that's got to be detrimental.
It's not a question of that. The World Series doesn't start till next Tuesday, regardless of whether the series. If the Astros beat the Yankees on Friday,
mm-hmm.
they can't start the series.
Still not early. Going until Tuesday, okay.
It is locked in. As a matter of fact, you know, I talked to somebody from the commissioner's office yesterday. There was a lot of hemming and hawing before they would cancel tonight's game. Now, it's supposed to be a storm. Like, this
right.
is a legit storm. They want Fox is very upset. Because I believe they have an Ohio State game on Friday. I know they have a Big Ten
on Friday night,
football
yeah.
game.
Yeah, Friday night. Ohio State and Northwestern.
Thank you, yeah. And they have to now push that to Fox Sports 2, which is something their sponsors do not want. And even though it's in the contract that the baseball game takes precedent, they know they'd get a better number for the college game. And so there was all kinds of talk yesterday about trying to play. They were asking, executives were asking, could they possibly move today's game up and play it, let's say, at 1 o'clock Eastern time? And just try that, just to see if it was possible. And the weather wasn't going to cooperate. So it turned out to be a decision made for them. But these things are all locked in. And the World Series starts Tuesday, Wednesday, with a day off Thursday. And then the first World Series game ever in D.C. Will be Friday. Actually, the first World Series game in 95 years when Walter Johnson's led Senators played 95 years ago.
Amazing. Good stuff. Seth, we're out of time, man. I can't believe it, but we are. But we'll chat again next week as the as this thing gets underway, and we're talking about the World Series and the two teams and the matchup and everything in the postseason, buddy. I appreciate it, okay?
You got it, man.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Great to have him on the air with us, and he joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. I've been talking about my friends over there at Quick Trip for quite some time. They're great people, and all you got to do is stop in, get your Quick Rewards card. You are good to go. Right now, 29 cents per pound for the bananas, which is what I get in the morning. I get that. And the hard-boiled eggs. They've got onions and potatoes and all kinds of stuff. 5-ounce bacon-wrapped pork fillets, just 99 cents each. And all kinds of stuff over at Quick Trip. That is your one-stop shop. And today, $1 for cheeseburgers. I'm not kidding. $1 for the cheeseburgers. And you can enter the Packers opening drive contest at Quick Trip. Stop in, get your Quick Rewards card, and get all the details at Quick Trip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.